With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump shows no signs of easing his tariff plans despite deep losses in global financial markets. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With markets crashing, the president doubled down on his trade policy, writing on social media that he is not going to bend. And he told reporters,
"Sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something."
But some influential financial leaders are worried about the potential consequences. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon warned of higher inflation. And billionaire investor Bill Ackerman, who is pro-Trump, said we are heading for a self-induced economic nuclear winter. Greg Clugston, Washington.
20 people have died as a result of severe weather and flooding in the South and Midwest. Forecasters warn that flooding could persist for days, especially in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
4 days of severe storms have brought devastation to so many communities across our Commonwealth. We've had search and rescue teams working around the clock to support these communities.
Forecasters attributed the violent weather to warm temperatures, an unstable atmosphere, strong winds, and abundant moisture streaming from the Gulf. President Trump says the U.S. is having direct talks with Iran about its nuclear program and says the talks with Tehran will start Saturday. He insisted that Tehran can't get nuclear weapons. Mr. Trump made the comments to reporters following talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday. Mr. Trump said the talks would happen at almost the highest level and announced plans for a surprise engagement as Netanyahu made a hastily arranged visit to the White House. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 349 points. This is SRN News. America remains a nation divided by faith and geography.
A new poll brings the same old results, namely that Christianity is strongest in the South and Midwest and weakest everywhere else. The Pew survey finds 68% of people in the South say they're believers, as do 64% of those in the Midwest. In the Northeast, only 58% of the populace calls itself Christian, 55% in the far West. The latter two regions also contain the largest percentages of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man's been arrested for entering a woman's restroom at the Florida State Capitol in Tallahassee. The man, living as a woman, announced, "I'm here to break the law," before entering the restroom and being handcuffed by police. The man, who actually lives in Illinois, has been charged with trespassing after a warning, a misdemeanor punishable by up to 60 days in jail. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks ended another tumultuous day lower as markets reel from President Trump's latest threats to escalate his tariff fight. The S&P 500 sank 0.2%. The Dow fell 349 points, or 0.9%, and the NASDAQ composite rose 0.1%. The Dow was earlier down as many as 1,700 points, following even worse losses worldwide on worries that Trump's tariffs could torpedo the global economy. It then surged to a gain after a rumor circulated that the president may pause his tariffs, but the White House quickly called that fake news. The Dow dropping 349 points, closing at 37,965. The NASDAQ gained 15 to 15,603. The S&P 500 dropped 11 to 5062. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.